Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome. This is Access Astrology on Blog Talk Radio. Three astrologers who get together and chat about what's going on in the heavens above us and how that's reflected in the life around us and within us. My name is Mark Waltz. I'm speaking to you from New York City, and I'm joined by...
This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from St. Paul, Minnesota.
And we don't have Anne on the line yet. I believe she'll be with us.
But she's also from New York, and maybe with this Cancer new moon that just happened a few minutes ago, she's curled up in, yeah. In where we all would like to be under a Cancer new moon and curled up in our nest.
No, more likely she's running late from something else.
True.
Yeah.
How have you felt this new moon in Cancer?
Feels pretty good to me. It's mm-hmm. Feels like a snake shedding its skin.
Oh, that's a beautiful kind of way of seeing it.
Like a sort of restlessness, you know, and kind of an itch, mm-hmm. and people want to mm-hmm. get things moving. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, and people are looking for a fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
That's the feeling I have.
And I think with new moons, that often comes, but this new moon, Mercury and Mars are also exactly conjunct, and it has been an out-of-sync day. I have missed two important meetings, not my clients, but important meetings, because I was running back and forth between things in an interrupted energy kind of way. And I wanted to take the time to... It was the perfect day to spend some deep time with myself and in meditation and focus and then really do good work with that. That's what the new moon in Cancer can give you. But that Mercury-Mars conjunction has left me sort of frazzled with way too much to do, getting ready to leave town for the week. And
well, remember,
the sun and moon
remember that Mercury-Mars are also opposite Pluto.
Yes. Yes. That
yeah.
is what it has felt like.
Yep.
In that process, the Cancer moon doesn't want to leave town. And you're in this process of, you know, how do we make ourselves more at home in our worlds and in ourselves, in our souls right now,
mm-hmm.
and let that new beginning kick in. What do you see about that Mercury-Mars conjunction opposed Pluto?
Well, it can bring that kind of frazzled feeling and a sort of pulling apart of the focus. On the other hand, it can sometimes lead to a very sharp, deep focus. So
mm-hmm.
it can kind of go either way. But, you know, Mercury-Mars speeds up the mind, so our
mm-hmm.
thoughts are really... happening rapidly, and being in Cancer, it makes them tend toward the emotional and the empathetic side.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they're opposite Pluto, there's a struggle over who's got their hand on the steering wheel here.
you know,
am I in the back seat or do I get to drive?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we feel like we're being thrown around in the back seat because some crazy Pluto driving the car. And sometimes we feel like, you know, somebody's got to grab that wheel and it's going to be me. And, you know, so we'll experience both modes.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, all in the same day, some things you can be very focused on and then some things get away from you. So don't get too upset about the ones that, you know, you sort of lose control of. Just kind of watch them go. And then, you know, when you do feel that there's a moment where you can really zero in on something, take advantage of that.
Mm.
And speaking of Pluto, we're starting to see some real nice photos from close up. It's
weren't they
still
gorgeous?
Far, but they're... as close up as we're going to get. And they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, you know, the little guy might come back to full planet status.
I think I see
good look, you know.
Anne on the line. Are you there, Anne?
I'm here. Hi. I was running a little late. I had a lesson that ran late. So.
It's wonderful. Yeah. Good to have you.
Nice to be here in the bright red desk and the air conditioning in New York.
Okay.
It's a little hot out there today.
It's a little hot out there tonight. And out here, too, and we're in Minnesota. So, Mark, you were just talking about seeing Pluto with our own eyes, and it's interesting that there's a heart. You know,
in the middle of it. Pluto has a heart.
Yeah.
Pluto, who knew Pluto had a heart?
Pluto
Some
had
of
a heart.
People say it's a dolphin's tail, and the idea
a
of swimming
tail?
In the depths
okay.
or having a heart are both beautiful imagery.
Yeah.
For, and it's interesting that Mercury and Mars are directly opposed Pluto, and everybody is watching Pluto and talking about it and taking action about it and focused on Pluto with Mercury and Mars conjunct opposed Pluto.
Right.
That our attention is brought to that.
And taking, and really feeling, you know, it is a strong energy, too.
Mm-hmm.
It also is bringing up the eclipse energy from March 20th.
Mm-hmm.
This week, today, tomorrow is the reveal and the action. Last week we learned something. This week we take action on it. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big week for action.
It is.
And there's Mars, you know, Pluto going, hi, I'm here. And I have a heart on me. Who knew, you know?
Mm-hmm. I noticed that there was a really interesting article in the New Yorker this week. When we see Pluto opposed Mercury, I often look for kind of what's some shocking news that we have to incorporate. And about how the fault line off Seattle is overdue for a major, 9-point earthquake. And in the last couple of years, they've begun to realize just how dangerous that fault line is and that it's stuck. So it's not having lots of little quakes. It's building up a lot of pressure.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And so I have grandkids out there. I mean, it's a really interesting article, really well written, really worth it. You know, New Yorker, Seattle, earthquake, and Google that and you'll find it. And they talk about the earthquake, and I believe the date they gave was January 23rd, 1700, was the last time there was a major quake there. And it's roughly 231 years between earthquakes, so we're way overdue.
Hmm.
And I noticed that when we looked at the birth time of that particular earthquake, that there is a Mercury-Jupiter conjunction 17 degrees in Capricorn at the last earthquake. And here we are talking about the next version. We're talking about that earthquake in a way that no one's ever talked about it publicly, just as Pluto comes back to it. I don't see any signs of it happening again right tomorrow. But, I wondered... I'm keeping an eye on that Pluto return that America is going through in about 7 years, 7 to 9 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
We've never seen anybody live through a Pluto return, so what will it look like?
Right.
And there's a possibility that something like that could happen during a Pluto return. It could also be just a political changes and good changes, too, but there will be some sort of shift and ground shaking and revolution going on as Pluto, and it could be quite literal and be Earth-connected.
Hmm.
But I don't see it happening now, but I see us talking about it as Pluto comes close
well,
to the degree that Mercury was.
Mercury's opposite Pluto, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Mercury's opposite. Pluto is coming to oppose where Mercury was when the last major earthquake happened.
Okay.
And they know that there was a last major earthquake then because they finally listened to the Native Americans talk about the time that, you know, they lost villages and all the canoes ended up in the trees. And it corresponds with the Japanese report of a tsunami hitting at the same time.
Mm.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In 1700.
Yeah. Oh. Wow.
So it's really interesting.
So the tsunami went from Seattle all the way across to Japan?
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it wasn't terrible there, but it was well noted and it was written down. It was, you know, and they figured the 10 hours earlier has been what had happened in America.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Wow.
When the tsunami happened in Japan, there was, but it was only a few feet tall that that hit Seattle, but there was a wave that echoed across the area.
Oh, the one that was in, the one that wiped out Japan and the Fujiyama,
mm-hmm.
whatever the nuclear power
there
plant.
There was a wave in as far as all of our coasts. It just wasn't
yes.
very big.
Oh.
That's right.
Yeah, we were paying more attention to them.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a scary one, watching it come in and kind of
yeah.
wipe everything
the
out.
The inexorability of it.
Well, there's nothing. What do you do when a wave of water like that comes at you?
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. don't. You run up.
Mm-hmm.
And that Mercury-Pluto opposition, have you been following the story of the girl in the airplane? Was flying in an airplane with her grandparents in Seattle, near Seattle, and the plane, it was her first time in a small airplane.
Crashed. Yeah.
And she walked out, and they just found the plane today, again, at that Mercury-Mars directly opposed Pluto. It's kind of some shocking news that we have to integrate.
Right. Yeah, I saw that, but they figured they were probably passed on because
mm-hmm.
she came out and was okay.
Yes, and it is. I mean, it's a pretty amazing story. She walked for 2 days.
Right.
After
right.
a plane crash.
Right. It's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I want her chart. I'd love to see her chart.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you see somebody do something outrageously strong.
Yeah. Out of bounds, Mars. Well,
mm-hmm.
then it's still out of bounds in the sky. It goes back in bounds on the 18th, so.
And tell our audience about what that means technically and what you think it means personally.
Well, out of bounds, planets go out of bounds usually in the, sometimes they go in other signs, but usually it's in Capricorn and Pisces, or Capricorn and Cancer and Sagittarius and Gemini. When the sun is at the highest sign, those signs bracket, you know, that when the sun
mm-hmm.
stops at the summer solstice. So basically there's a path that the sun follows during the course of its
mm-hmm.
journey, our journey around it, but it looks like it's traveling around Earth, and all the other planets follow. And it's
mm-hmm.
called declination. The sun goes up to 23 Capricorn, or 23 Cancer, and down to 23 Capricorn, 23, 27 degrees, because the Earth is tipped that much.
Mm-hmm.
And the planets all follow it. And when somebody doesn't, it goes above the line or below the line on the Capricorn end, because Capricorn's on the bottom and Cancer's on the top. And when it goes above or below, and in this case Mars is in Cancer above the line, the planets kind of act normally, or they can be very, very wild.
Mm-hmm.
So we are seeing Mars in Cancer.
I think of it as completely out of, you know, if you're out of bounds, that means you're not in the ordinary play that everybody's agreed on. You're in your own game.
You're in your own game.
Mm-hmm.
But you can pass. You can look normal.
Mm-hmm.
But then
mm-hmm.
unusual things happen, like we formed a deal with Iran about nuclear weapons. That's an out-of-bounds
right.
kind of thing.
Where That's an out-of-bounds
What are we
Mars.
Doing?
That's
we're negotiating with them about what? You know, Greece going bankrupt, out-of-bounds. You know, everybody
mm-hmm.
rioting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got an energy of kind of wild and crazy. The girl
mm-hmm.
crashing in the plane and walking out-of-bounds.
Yep.
You know, out of the normal.
Out of ordinary.
Out of ordinary. So we have these stories of out-of-ordinary things happening, and the planet itself behaves in an out-of-ordinary way. So the person can
mm-hmm.
get great accolades. You know, out-of-bounds is a home run. They paid Derek Jeter millions of dollars. Out-of-bounds is a bad way. The ball hits somebody in the head in the baseball stands, and they bleed, and they
mm-hmm.
get carried out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good or bad. And usually the people can have it too, like the sky has it, but the people born now are all being born with out-of-bounds Mars. So usually they get a lot of praise for the positive versions of their Mars. And then for the out-of-bounds part, people say to them, you know, when you get like that, I don't really know what to do with you, you know, because it's past normal and people don't know how to handle the behavior. So usually people with out-of-bounds planets or during out-of-bounds times, like now, we have very unusual things happen in the culture, in the collective. We had Donald Trump go out of bounds, you know, with his remarks about Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
We had, you know, the drug dealer in Mexico who got caught dig a tunnel and go out of bounds through the
mm-hmm.
shower.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it unusual activities. We had the prisoners upstate escape out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of get out. You get out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
You get past
mm-hmm.
the barricades that normally hold the planets down. So we're all having it right now,
mm-hmm.
because the sky has it. So we're all kind of experiencing, and a lot of people are experiencing out of bounds emotions or reactions to things because the energy is so strong.
Mm-hmm. So, that's beautiful.
Yeah. And I happen to love out of bounds plants. And it can be very well behaved, but then it can also just not follow the rules at all. And then you kind of go, wow, now what's that about? So.
Yes. And what are the other aspects this week, Mark? What's cooking that our clients, our people here in the audience need to know?
Well, we have the new moon today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just now, really, we're still sitting
right,
with that
right in the middle
really
of it.
Strongly. Yeah. And then we have the Mercury-Mars. We have the opposition to Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
Venus square Saturn.
Oh, yeah. Venus square Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see that again because Venus...
And the Venus square Saturn can mean,
back.
You know, I think of... both Saturn to Venus and Venus to Saturn.
Yep.
It can be a time when we do love our work and we have to work it. And relationship skills are really important to just kind of practice good relationship skills, whether you feel like it or not. But the people
yep.
tend to test their relationships. And our work can get in the way of our love life. And we can just feel like we've got too damn much to do.
It can also show up as financial restrictions, too.
Yes, not enough resources.
Really,
well,
yeah.
Witness Greece, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Financial, it's certainly showing up as a financial transit for them.
Yes, it is.
And a big
and that's
one.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also this week, Venus goes into Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
She's in Leo right now at the last degrees, but she's going into Virgo. And she's going to be there 10 days.
Back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 10 days. And then she's going to retrograde on the 25th. But she changes her essential nature when she shifts into Virgo. And she kind of goes, and she's also, as she does that, she's kind of back to, you know, a more formal version of herself. So generally
yeah.
that gives her a little more somber
yeah.
energy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And fussy.
Very fussy.
Yeah. Much as we love Venus in Virgo, she's a
yeah.
little fussy.
She can
so,
be.
She can
be a little critical,
mm-hmm.
but she can
yeah.
also be deeply compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As I, who have Venus in Virgo, can say both fussy, critical, and compassionate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that one of the ways I notice with Venus in Virgo is that I analyze the people that I love, you know, and I want to go in depth and explore the psyche of people for fun, frolic, and as a form of affection. Not everybody likes that. It works really well with my clients.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be, it's a good time to process relationship and not worry about where it's going, but just that by processing it, you're creating connection with one another. But you have to make sure the other person's in that mood.
Right.
Soon we're going to be going into Leo, 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 a lot of Leo coming in, and it's people won't want to process anything. They just want to live it.
Mm-hmm.
But this week, as Venus goes into Virgo, it's important, you know, to talk. If you don't like how your partner is processing and if they're nitpicking, it's not that they want to find fault, maybe, but that by analyzing and exploring and improving, they're actually trying to create connection and more warmth and more love. And if you don't like how they're doing it, turn their mind, kind of analyze their first date and how wonderful it was, and analyze what's helped you to feel better about the situation. Take your mind, use that Virgo analysis, but direct it where you want to go, because they're not really attached to the outcome so much as to the process of analysis as connection.
And I think when you think about that, it's really definitely got a whole another possession, you know, a whole another way of thinking about it, where we're really going,
mm-hmm.
oh yeah, that could really change things, and allowing that to happen, I think, is half the battle. you know.
Mm-hmm. So we've got a couple people on the line if we want to call.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to take some phone calls?
Yep, sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, 612, you're on the line. How can we help you?
Hi, my name is Karen.
Yes.
And my birthday is December 19th, 1958. And the time is 9:32 p.m. That's the birth time and place is Olathe, Kansas.
Okay,
where
and 9:32
mm-hmm.
p.m. And
mm-hmm.
can you spell that town in Kansas?
Yes, O-L-A-T-H-E.
In Johnson County.
Yes, I think it is. And so my question is, well, the current context, I'm a writer. I'm in an extended
mm-hmm.
period of creativity and productivity and quiet. It's been a good time for that. My day job as a contract IT worker just ended. Usually I would be lining up the next one. But my sense is that this is a time that if I can make it happen, to err on the side of just not being practical and continuing to write and producing the
mm-hmm.
work and submitting it for publication.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just
mm-hmm.
wondering
mm-hmm.
if conditions support that.
Yes, indeed. I mean, that's what I see is that Neptune is exactly square your Mercury. So you're not feeling particularly practical. And you are ready to pour your imagination into something useful. Just pour
mm-hmm.
it. And it's flowing.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a wonderful
mm-hmm.
grand trine with your moon, your sun, and your ascendant all in fire signs. Venus and Jupiter are sitting right on your ascendant, and Jupiter's about to cross into your first house. A good time for publicity and for publishing. Uranus
mm-hmm.
is about to enter your ninth house. Perfect time. Next 8 years, publishing, especially through e-books and internet and web-based stuff, fabulous. Unusual venues, go for it. That's
ooh.
What I'm seeing. What do you see, Anne?
I need the birth date. I got the time and the town, but I'm missing the date.
It is December 19th, 1958.
Mm-hmm. 1958, okay, thanks.
And I see your progressed mm-hmm. moon at the top of your chart. In the next 5 years, it crosses over your midheaven. So you've got a chance, you know, this is the time to go for it. And in the next couple of years,
mm-hmm.
You've got a chance to really be more visible in the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And that looks really good to me.
I say full steam ahead, too. I've got the,
mm-hmm.
you've got the Venus star point, which is the
mm-hmm.
conjunction of the Sun and Venus, forming on your ascendant in August 15th,
yeah,
starting a new 8-year cycle around
mm-hmm.
your creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And you are also born right on, or pretty near one, but that Venus star point trines your Sun Saturn in the fifth of creativity, so that's pretty powerful. And Saturn's coming to your Mercury that is stationary. Mercury, I always
mm-hmm.
find a stationary Mercury interesting because it tends to make the planet perform when it's a little older. And you have a stationary Mercury and a stationary Mars, so two planets stopped in the sky is kind of unusual. And they're both very active. You know, the grand trine that the Sun is forming with your Sun and your Saturn and your Moon and your South Node, and then the Mercury stopped with Saturn coming to it, and it, of course, is square to Pluto. So it's getting, you know, what Heather said was getting the Neptune, but it's also getting Saturn on it, and it's going to have Jupiter squaring it. So the T-square really is going to be setting off your chart, and it's just aching to get stuff done. So I would
mm-hmm.
say, you know, if you've
mm-hmm.
got a little
mm-hmm.
bank, I would work, take the summer while Saturn's at that last degree of of Scorpio in your fourth house and just really, you know, hunker down and finish it up. And then you'll be, when we get to the beginning of September and it goes into, Pluto goes direct and Saturn goes, Saturn gets into Sag, I think you're going to find then that's a good time to go back to work. I think the summer off, doing it on a creative project is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Mark?
Yeah, I go along with what you say. There are a lot of, you know, really good signs, good energies to move forward. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you all very much.
You're welcome. Have a great summer. Writing, writing, writing. Yeah, because your progressive moon gets to the midheaven in 5 months, so it's a great time.
Yep.
3 months to have it done, 5 months to get it published. So it's, you're right on track, so I would really just push
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the progressive sun just went into the seventh, so that's all about being seen in the world. So you just don't want to go back to a job. You want to do your creative, you know?
And email us and let us know about it when it happens, okay?
Yep.
It's building toward your second Saturn return too.
Mm-hmm.
So that comes up.
When does that come up?
Let's see. When will that be? Who's got the ephemeris open?
And that can be a really empowering time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a time when the universe says, "Take yourself seriously. If you want to do it, now is the time to do it."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. Wonderful. Well, I won't keep you any longer. I know there are probably other callers. So thank you very much. I'll let you know.
Okay.
Thank you. Wonderful.
Bye-bye.
And we have one more caller here to check in on. And we've got 5 more minutes. Hello, 748, you're on the line. How can we help you?
Hi. Is this a Skype caller?
This is Access Astrology. Are you calling about astrology?
Yes, I am.
Great. How can we help you?
Good.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. My birthday is January 27th,
1947. Mm-hmm.
And the place is Sweetwater, Texas.
And the time?
And it's Nolan County.
Do you know what time?
6:30 a.m.
6:30 a.m. in Sweetwater, Texas.
Nolan County.
Okay.
Not Comanche. Yeah.
That's
right.
Correct.
That's why she knows that. That's what the next question is. When you've got a state that has more than one town by the same name, you want to know what county you're born in for us astrologers. And what was your question tonight, oh fellow Aries Moon?
Thank you. Do you see me moving from New York City to Fort Worth, Texas within the next few months? A permanent move?
Mm-hmm.
Is it permanent?
Let me just double check that. How long have you been in New York City?
20 years.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be out of here.
I'm feeling you're really homesick.
Yeah, you're out of here. I think you're gone for two reasons. Your progressed ascendance on your Mars, that always stimulates, on your progressed Mars, that always stimulates an Aries to go do something different.
And your Pluto's on
you. And you got Uranus on your ascendant saying, I got to change my neighborhood, I got to leave, got to get out of here. And your progressed moon is yearning to do something different, and it comes to Pluto in a month. So I think you could be out of here by the end of the summer, frankly. You know, I mean, the only thing that would hold you here is if you had some, you know, property issues, but those can go, that can actually sell pretty fast if you're trying to sell something.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I'm not seeing.
Do you see this as successful, as a successful move?
Okay, we're almost done, so we're going to have to close out. It does look like a good move to me. It looks like you're coming home, but you needed to be gone for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank
you.
Yeah,
it's like a rebirth for you, actually, I think. Mark, what do
you
think?
Good luck. And Mark, take it away.
Yeah, it does look like a move. And, you know, you may be not 100% sure how it's all coming together, but just trust it.
Yeah, I think you're gone.
Wonderful. Okay. We have about 50 seconds left.
Thank you so much.
So good luck.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
And in this Cancer moon, I hope you find a rebuilding.
Find a new home.
And a renesting. Yeah.
Right.
All of us.
Right. Okay. Thank you all for listening. This is Access Astrology. Mark Waltz in New York.
Heather
Ellen
Robbins from Minnesota. Yep. And Heather Robbins from Minnesota. Have a great time.
Good.
See you all next week. Bye.
Thank you. No, you plugged it in. Oh.